Happy Sunday, boys and girls. Happy Steelers Sunday. This is Jeffrey of Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, alternate route. In fact, an alternate route of an alternate route. Taking an alternate option on the alternate weekend route. Walking down by the golf courses. I think that's Victory Boulevard. Balboa Lake is over there someplace. Coming up on Woodley and the Woodley Station. Happy Steelers Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the Philadelphia Eagles today in a game that many don't expect Pittsburgh to win, even to the point where they might even be talking about taking, hold on, this game off. It's against the opponent. It's not in our conference. It may or may not have any bearing on the season, whether we win or lose. And we could probably use the time to get healthy and to rest up and to prepare for a really big game next week against Baltimore. Next week against Baltimore, if we win, we win the division, go to the playoffs, and it may come down that all these other games may not matter. The goal is to catch Buffalo or Kansas City to get a higher seed in the playoffs and a little bit of favorable options or favorable circumstances the higher seed you are. Like if you're the highest seed, you get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and that's very important. And you get a bye. Kansas City may have that locked up. Buffalo, I think we're tied for Buffalo with the same record. Not sure the tiebreaker. But our schedule is a lot more tougher than theirs. And they're just playing some damn good football. So it might be, you know, this game may not even mean anything. But what people agree on, and a lot of people agree on, is that we still want to play good. We still want to play well. We want to show what we can do against an elite team. Philadelphia is definitely an elite team in the NFL. One of the best. Possibly even the best. All-around team. We're going into Philadelphia. Check this out. Going to play in Philadelphia. Pittsburgh hasn't beaten the Eagles of Philadelphia since 1965. That's a long time. Pittsburgh has not beaten the Eagles in Philadelphia since 1965. But the team that we're dealing with, the Pittsburgh Steelers team today, that we're dealing with, maybe one of the best that has been put on the field in a long time. And that could possibly even include a good portion of the Ben Roethlisberger era. We're coming in with some weapons and some strategy, and we got people in place that where we never really looked this good before, looked this managed and organized, maybe even disciplined, strategically, creative. We look to be conditioned. It's just a good football team. We're playing a very good football team. We are a very good football team. So if we can go out, maybe even get the win, or play good, give them a battle, and of course nobody get hurt on either side of the ball, come out of it, you know, watching our injuries, make a statement to the league, see what happens. I don't see the Steeler organization, nor Mike Tomlin, taking a game off like that, though. It will go against just about everything the Pittsburgh Steelers stand for, no matter how much sense it makes. Though I wouldn't put anything past Tomlin to get the W. Like, I don't see him saying, let him score. I don't see him saying, let a team score so we can get the ball back. Say like a team ends up with the ball down at the, like, 10, 15 yard line, and all they need to do is kick a field goal to win or whatever, instead of letting them run the clock all the way down. Let them score a touchdown, and we get the ball back and take our chances on offense and going down there and doing it. Because if you just let them run the clock out and they kick a short chip-shot field goal, you got no chance of winning. At least, you know, you let them score, you got a chance to win and put it on the back of your revitalized veteran quarterback and offensive scheme to get us down there, score a touchdown. But I don't see Tomlin doing that. I don't see him, you know, taking us, letting that happen. It just seems like it's against the Steeler way. But a W is a W. And I know he knows that comes first. Also, while I'm thinking about it, I would like to see the Steelers and Tomlin improve on their end of the game uses of timeouts and play calling. Well, play calling in general, but it's better. But really, the timeouts and clock management at the end of the game. Definitely suspect, if you ask me. Definitely could be better. No doubt about it. Folks be knocked out. Folks be knocked out. And there's a difference between knocked out, sleep, and passed out, slumped over. When I was in San Francisco, I was seeing people slumped over. I mean, you could tell they just didn't lay down to take a nap. You can see them all, they fell out. It's in like almost in crippling looking postures. Here, I just mostly see, you know, people just literally pull up on the sidewalk or anywhere, curl up and take a nap. You can tell they just, you know, lay down and take a nap. But in San Francisco, when I was walking that street, them streets getting to where I need to get. Because I took public transit back and forth from the airport to the hotel. And then I walked from the hotel to the venue. Ooh, and it was some stuff. It was a Nintendolorean too. It was some stuff. But, you know, I'm good for it. Let's just face it, I'm good for it. So my Steelers will do battle today. I'll get home. Nice, it's really nice having a nice, relaxing couple days. It really is. After recovering from being sick, and I'm starting to realize how sick I was and or how much better I feel. My energy and attitude and everything. And we start the whole week off again tomorrow. Also, I'm very proud of GTSC, my department. I didn't think the people knew how to party. I did not think that those people knew how to party. I didn't. Now, I don't know if it's mannerly or the protocol or there's some social pressure or whatever to participate and dance at these things. But it seemed like everybody in our department was out there getting it. Now, you know me, I know how to do this. This is just what I do. You know, and you can see some do it more than others. But for the most part, when it was time to dance, it's about everybody at our table and our group got out there and was, you know, doing their thing. I wonder if there's some kind of unspoken mandatory participation or, oh, I might as well do it. They ain't gonna be bugging me to get out there, so I might as well, you know. I don't know, but I was very impressed. Couple of us even, younger dudes, had a little bit to drink. And we, you know, got a little bit raucous like that, you know, kind of got a little bit, you know. It's like, yeah, baby. I kind of knew one dude was kind of still out there. Like, my girl said, I said, he's still out there. She said, yeah, he's still in the streets. And she asked him how he was getting home. He said, he asked him, he said, how are you getting home? And he said something about, you know, waiting on the bitches or something like that, you know, joking. He said, I'm waiting on the bitches to get something like to get home. I was like, ah. I was like, yeah, he's still out there. I said, you know, he's still one of them. And she's like, yeah, he's still in the streets. It was cute. So it was good to see that too, you know, a little bit of intoxication and people just getting wild and dancing. And, you know, because I do this. You know, it's no problem for me to get out there or to walk through the place like I own it. Or not like I own it, but just comfortable. You know, just completely comfortable in that setting. And I also saw, I was saying in the video yesterday, I don't know if I released it yet, I saw where some people aren't as comfortable doing that or being that. It became obvious to me. And it was a person who I didn't think was like that. Because they know, it's like, they know all the right things to say. They know what, quote unquote, what should be done, what's expected, what's okay, you know, how to, they know all the rules or the, they know all the rules and the procedures. Or whatever, you know, rules, procedures, or protocol. They know the protocol, they know, but I guess they just couldn't execute it. You know, they didn't have it in them to execute it. I found that interesting because I didn't think they were like that until I actually saw it. It was very interesting. And for me, the reason I started talking about that is because going out Thursday night, you know, to the holiday party, and going out yesterday, just being out and around people, you know, just, oh God, I got to do it more. I just got to get out and go out and do stuff more often. Hey, move over. You got to be all close to the line. The line is just a suggestion. Yesterday, just going out to Walmart and Costco. It's just, I got energy from it. Not only did I enjoy myself, I got energy from it. Just being out around people, just talking. You know, just people, I talk to people. People talk to me. I ain't got to go with nobody. In fact, I probably prefer to go by myself so that I can talk to everybody and not just have to talk to one person or the group. I'm just out there. And if I ain't nobody to talk to, I'm talking to myself. I'm just walking around out loud talking to myself with no apprehension. Having a good conversation, laughing to myself. And if I see somebody, you know, say, hey, you know, I'll talk to them like we were together. I talk to people around me like we came to the place together, came to the store together. And in doing that, the response I get and the energy I get, it comes back to me, leads me to continue to do it. Nothing adverse, I guess, if you use that word. I get like a positive reinforcement that, hey, you know, people are like that. It just felt good to be out, too. And I say that thinking to myself, we'll go wanting in the park, walking through the dark and reminiscing. Well, night it was late, I was walking you home, I got bound to the gate, and I was dreaming with a turn around. Coming down into, coming down into. Anyway, I was thinking, George Clinton and Mr. Danny Bedrosian, Mr. Bedrosian is an entrepreneur or whatever, business guy, he's always, you know, got his foot or hand on into something creative out there. Him and Tony Kam, oh my God, they always pushing it. They doing what I want to do, but they doing it for real because that's their lifestyle. I mean, that's their livelihood. I just do it as a hobby. Let's just face it. I'm a global technician. I'm a help desk global tech. I'm a global technology analyst, global analyst, something that. That's what I do. And it's music and podcasting and videos and stuff is just a hobby. It's a hobby that I want to turn into something. And as I'm saying this now, coming out of my mouth, I'm developing this as I'm still working. And then I guess, or it's possible that when I retire, it can really blossom into something because I'm learning a lot. I'm getting really good at it. There's no doubt I'm getting good at this. I'm getting really, really good at it. And the product that I'm putting out is getting better and better. At least to me. But it's definitely getting better and better. And the innovation stuff I do. And I'm also thinking too now. Uh-oh, group video call. Let me see. Let me take this call. That was Gianna's voting committee. That chat. That was granddaughter's voting committee chat. Grandma, papa, daddy, granddaughter, and me got on. Didn't expect to see Kimberly on her day off. She ain't trying to be involved, and I ain't mad at her. As I was probably just saying before I was interrupted about how, you know, being by myself and having my alone time, how important that is. And if I wasn't just saying it, I've said it many times before. You don't got to hear it again. But, oh, I don't got no, I took my mic off. So it's sound a little different. I had to take my mic off to hear the video call. What was I talking about? GTSC, party people. Just having a good time. Just out here. Just out here, y'all. Are they still there? Did they leave? There's some Metro people out there. I got some information about the closure. They're going to close a couple of these stations down to do some renovation. They're going to close the main station at my, you know, the one closest to me down. And they're going to do a 2 or 3 year renovation. They're going to make something really good looking, nice looking. They talk about even having the red line, the bus here, that rides on this street, go underground. I was like, underground? That's a 2-3 year project then. And that means with the 2-3 year project, this is going to be shut down. My, going to be shut down. Bike path. I've been walking this thing for years. I mean, I'm got to start to realize just how much I use this thing, or I become kind of dependent on it, you know? Because this is my, when I say my default route, it's my default route. It means something. Looks like I made it.
You did, perfect.
Hey.
There it is. There you go.
That's gonna be something nice right there. All right, thanks. You too. Got me a Metro bag. See, I like the size of this one. It ain't all big. You know, and it's Steeler colors. Got some stuff in it. You can't see it. But I didn't want to pick it up when I was walking out. I didn't want to care. Is this stuff in it? Yeah, there's stuff in it. I was going to say, I was going to go back. Get my stuff. Even though I'll probably throw it away. It's not the point. The point is to get your stuff. Let's see if I hold it like this. See, I think it's too close when I hold it like that. How about like this? It's not too bad like this, huh? Or if I turn it to the side a little bit like that, does it come off better? I don't want the thing all up close, all up my nose. That was the problem. I want to have a little bit of, get a little bit of panoramic view on the shot. Pick up, you know, stuff to give scenery to the podcast, if this is a podcast. See, that's too close. That's too close. That's too close. That's too close. That's better like that. I don't care. I like it like that. I like it like that. So, we got to get back. In fact, I was talking to, I guess you call people by what the child, the baby, would call them. So, Joe is Papa now. Terry is Grandma. I'm Grandfather. So that's her name. It's like, did you tell Grandfather? Everything is tell Grandfather. Go to Grandma. Where Mommy at? You know, we don't say Kimberly. We don't say, you know, get us to Kimberly. And I'll say, get us to your mother. Get us to Mommy. So I'm just saying, so Daddy and Papa's teams, the Browns and the Giants, non-respectively, which means I said it backwards, are playing teams that I want them to beat. I want to see the Browns beat Kansas City. That would help Pittsburgh. And I want to see the Giants beat Baltimore. That'll help Pittsburgh. Chances of that, probably unlikely. So I was telling both y'all teams need to win today, so Pittsburgh can get a higher seat in the playoffs. As I was explaining earlier, time is 12:30. Ooh, I'm gonna get back home about 1, because at this spot right there, it's 24 minutes. I got it timed out. Because when I walk this way, there's a certain, I'll walk this way to accomplish a certain task. And I got it timed out that I got to be at that spot, that corner, 24 minutes to get home. And it's 12:30 now. So I'll probably get, look at me walking faster. My Pittsburgh Steelers make me walk faster. So I'll probably get home about 12:55. Game don't start till 1:20. That'll give me time to maybe throw some chicken sausages in the air fryer for 20 minutes while that's going. Get in the shower, put on some clothes, or just basically, you know, rinse this stuff. Just wake up, take a shower. I'm a shower person. I like taking showers. And sometimes I'll take a shower and be in the house and not really do nothing, anything. And if I'm going out, I want to go out, I'll take another shower. Even if it's ceremonial, even if it's symbolic. I just like to wet my body and wipe it off. And, but I guess now, since I'm moisturizing every time, I would moisturize. I would even re-moisturize. Maybe. Very, very probably. I just like moisturizing. I like the way my skin feels moisturized. Because my skin was so dry. My skin was just so dry. It got to the point, it was so dry, it would hurt. My skin would hurt. And my butt and stuff was so dry, I'd fall off the toilet seat. I mean, and I started using shea butter. I mean, I was desperate. You know, that Vaseline system care wasn't working. Stuff wasn't working. Somebody told me to get Jergens. Jergens did a little something. Then I went to Cerave. That stuff. And I've been using that. And I got the best stuff. Not because I got the money. I was like, I'm going to get the best stuff. Because I'm tired of being dry and whatnot. So I got, started getting that. And then I see other places got knockoff versions of it. I got a couple jars from Costco. I think this is called Cetaphil or something. And Walmart got a version of it. And then when I go back home, I mean, I go to Kimberly's house, my daughter's house. I use her Jergens and stuff. And she gave me a jar of raw shea butter. She from the hospital or something where she worked at. You know, I guess there was stuff in the room, you know, how people just leave stuff out or, you know, they don't want to know or whatever. God gave me a nice big jar of raw shea butter. Just like I used to get a Zam Zam perfume. But, you know, Zam Zam perfume come in like a do-it-yourself homemade container. You know, big chunks of it. It's like in a generic, non-labeled plastic container. What do you call it? Clear plastic, you know. But this is like in a jar with labeling and trademarks and branding. And it's the real stuff. It's a lot of it, too. It's the real stuff. Put that on my feet. And I use the Cerave to moisturize the rest of my body. And I was in Walmart yesterday. I took the stuff back. You know, I was able to exchange it. But I should have went and looked and got some Cerave. Well, I just might order some online. Go ahead and spend the money or get the cheap one. I don't know. Get the Walmart knockoff brand. You know. Get the Walmart brand. Because it seemed to do, you know, I guess the same or whatever. Makes me feel okay. It's just nice to look down at my skin and not see it. My skin used to be white and hurt. And it seemed like I would be a lot colder. It seemed like I'd be a lot colder in the wintertime when my skin was so dry like that. I guess that's what I tell myself. But moisturizing every day now. But I tell you what I'm forgetting to do. I'm forgetting to go to sleep with my night guard. And I don't mind my night guard. In fact, I kind of like it. I just forget to put it in there. I need to start wearing it at night. I put that thing on there, I like it. Makes me feel almost not like a pacifier, but you know, something I can, you know, feel, makes me feel secure, like I'm snug or something. And I need to brush my teeth at night too. That can't hurt. Brush my teeth at night, rinse out. I started doing that regularly, get into that routine and using my night guard. Take care of my teeth. I spent such a good investment in them and they're doing real good. Also, I need to go to the podiatrist. I need to go to the podiatrist and get this doggone ingrown toenail thingy taken care of once and for all. I'm getting used to it. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as I walk, you know, first in the morning, you know, my feet be hurting because I'm old, I guess. And then I start putting my shoes on, start walking, and the toenail starts to get a little bit irritated or sore, and then it'll stop. Like right now, very minor irritation. I can definitely still feel it, but, you know, it's not as, it doesn't hurt. I can, you know, easily walk with it, almost to the point where it's comforting in a sort of way. You know, just having that, you know, you get so used to it. But I've had it done before. My mother, he went in there and cut a few things off and told me I needed to get surgery or it would happen again. I was like, nope, I'm cool. And didn't come back. But now I got one on the other side. I need to go. Got to call tomorrow. Make an appointment. Well, let's think about going to urgent care. Let's go to urgent care and let them do it. I bet you they could do it. No way, I can go to urgent care after the game today. See how that works. Well, but it's probably going to be a lazy day today. Probably going to have a lazy day today. Probably going to put on, eat too much. 218.2 this morning. I mean, when I finally got up at 11, I think I was down to 217.6 or something yesterday, so I'm up a little bit. But up a little bit is not going down. And I'm used to going down, but I'm not going to go down on days I'm off. Let's just face it. Because I look forward to too much eating. I love my eating. I'm thinking about eating now. Eat and watch the game. Oh, my God. And just sit there, my Kool-Aid, chips or whatever. Oh, watch the game. Just sit in that chair, undistracted. Watch, and I gotta start watching a series or something. Instead of watching all these YouTubes and, you know, news programs, I wanna watch something that's gonna engage me for, you know, a few hours, several hours. Like I watch Cross on Prime, cause I like the actor, the black dude actor, forget his name. But I like him, I seen him in some other stuff. And it did pretty good, it did pretty good. You know, it didn't fall apart. Well, it did. It fell apart in a couple places. But I was able to finish the whole series. I think I did it over a weekend or something. 8 episodes. There's a couple parts in the story where it just, you go, what the hell? And then they say, how did that happen? Where did that? You know, I'll rewind and check it and say, oh. You know, sometimes they jump a little too far, too fast, too far. Maybe to skip over a storyline that's not important anymore, or, you know, something like that. But it was pretty good. I mean, I finished it. I started watching The Boys. I started watching season 2 over again. I might have already saw season 2. But I was still watching it. It kept my attention for a couple of episodes. little bit raunchy, a little bit too profanity, graphic, whatever you want to call it. Maybe just a little. Because everybody cussing. Everything is cussing. How do you cuss at your kids? How do you even cuss with your kids in the room? I mean, all these reels, people cussing. This cussing is just a thing now. And it really shouldn't matter. When I was younger, it was nothing, you know. It's just words. But I'm old. I ain't for it. I look like a maverick. I'm like an old maverick over there. Remember Ford Maverick? Old cars over here. Look like a Gran Torino, Mustang. Look like another Mustang. Another Mustang. Woo! Alright. I'm feeling good. Get this taken care of. Sit down and watch the game. Just enjoy. Have something to sit and watch. You know, that has my attention. No distractions. No overt obligations. Just be able to sit. Just watch my football team. Oh my God. With pot stickers. Oh, I got pot stickers. I got pot stickers from Costco. Woo! Take them. Put them in a pan. Put them in my Teflon saucepan, a cookie pan, whatever that is. Woo! I think I got soy sauce. I know I got soy sauce. I got soy sauce packets if I got anything. Woo! Forget the blood pressure today. Have some of that. And some chicken sausage and potato chips. Go at it that way. I didn't have any heavy sweets last night. The only thing I had was maybe about a half a bag, about 5 ounces of marshmallows. Or about 20 marshmallows. Maybe about 10, 15, 20 of the big marshmallows. Not the big, big ones, but you know, like the size. Knockoff brand was on sale. Kroger brand was on sale. I usually get Jet Puffs, but I'm like that. And I didn't make brownies. I was going to say, I'll make brownies. Because I didn't buy any sweets while I was at the store. I deliberately didn't buy any sweets. Didn't, you know, no sweets. I just, worst case scenario, I'll be forced to make brownies. So, and I ate three. What did I have? I ate three chicken salsa sandwiches. One was two black pepper. Chicken sausage sandwiches and one apple, what's it called? Apple chicken sausage? You know, the kind of sweet tasting good kind. I had three. Had good bread. Bread was on sale in the discount thing. I got to pay some good bread to have. And I probably had a little too many tater tots and french fries. I probably didn't have to eat that many of them. But, you know, usually when I cook them, and I put them in a pot, I eat them all. If I put them in a pot and I put them on a plate, eat them all. I got to sit until I'm finished. And maybe I should start with smaller portions and see what happens. I'm going to start trying that. Probably won't be today. But we'll go with that. We'll go with smaller portions. To see if I can eat, you know, that all of that and it'd be satisfied. We'll see. And of course, I could take a nap today. I didn't take a nap yesterday. Of course, I didn't get up until 10:30 or 11 or so. I was laying in the bed again today, this morning. Just scrolling. Looking at stuff, just enjoying not being disturbed or distracted. Just enjoying it. Anyhow, people, happy Sunday. Life is good. You hear that? Sound like a bird or a person. They cleaned this place up too. Used to be a lot more homeless stuff going on. Used to be a lot more. They really cleaned it up, especially up around the boulevard and the train station. They really cleaned that up. In fact, they even put up fences so people can't come back. And the fences may be an eyesore, but maybe they can take them down now that, you know, people understand you can't go in there, or they can force it. Maybe police don't want to be enforcing it every 2-3 days, chasing people out. But they cleaned up the pathways, and they did some stuff. They definitely did some stuff. Anyways, swinging on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom. You notice I always say two? Notice I always say two? And then it ain't like that, dude. I thought I was gonna have to throw down. Y'all see that? I thought something was gonna jump off. He kind of grabbed something in his hand and came walking up on me. You hear? He mad at somebody. Kind of the first time I've seen that out here. Anyway, notice I always say, swinging on y'all 2 times. And I say, for me, for the funk. And then I always say something else. So I say, swinging on y'all 2 times. But I'll name 2 or 3 or 4 things. You ever notice that? Anyhow, for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe. Wow, they came walking up on me. I mean, I got heightened. You know, the adrenaline went up and I got on guard. But I didn't get terrified. And I wasn't terrified or wasn't startled, but I was on guard. I was looking at him, and I kind of like walked to the side. It looked like he walked in front of me, like he was coming up, like, you know, he was coming for me or wanted to, you know, have confrontation. I was like, hey, okay, what? And it looked like he had grabbed something in his hand, like a knife or something in his hand. And he come walking up like that, you know, with that kind of, what the hell? I'm like, today my day. I figure I don't want to drop my phone and break it. Should have put my phone away. Had my hands ready to go. Should have put that thing away. Had my hands ready to go. Anyhow, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey. As one, my name is Jeffrey.